This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There are some policy areas on which Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton do, in fact, agree. We talked about one of them the other day, the carried interest loophole, tax policy. Here with another, infrastructure. Secretary Clinton wants to spend as much as $275 billion over the next 5 years. Mr. Trump has called for spending $1 trillion or more. States, however, are done waiting around for the federal government to get its act together on roads and public transportation and water towers. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams has that story.
Washington, D.C. gridlock, the traffic kind of gridlock, extends far into the suburbs. To ease some of it, there's a multi-million dollar project to extend some express lanes on I-95.
And right around here at this point that we're standing, it's going to then split into two legs.
Paul Nishimoto is the project manager for the effort. He's with the Virginia Department of Transportation. Rather than come up with all the money for this project, VDOT is partnering with a private company. They split the cost, and the private side gets to keep the toll money the lanes will eventually collect.
So when we do these public-private partnerships, do we have the benefit of the private funding being put into the initial capital costs to fund the project? So this just helps us to progress projects at a much faster rate.
These partnerships are one of several strategies states are using to pay for infrastructure. Congressional earmarks to fund big projects are a thing of the past, have been for years now, and there's just not enough money coming from the feds to pay for the country's roads and sewers.
States and local governments are in a bind.
Karen Kuhn studies infrastructure funding at West Virginia University. She says states and local communities only have a few tools to scrounge together money for projects.
So the state initiatives have been primarily where revenues come from either gas taxes or DMV or vehicle sales tax. But you can only raise gas taxes and DMV fees so much.
So they turn to public-private partnerships like the one in Virginia, or ballot measures to raise other taxes. Several of those are coming up across the country in November. That's because there's a massive amount of work that needs doing to fix American infrastructure. The American Society of Civil Engineers says we need $3.6 trillion worth.
Which is about, give or take, the annual federal budget.
In fiscal year 2016, the country spent $3.9 trillion.
So if we didn't spend any federal money on anything else, we could bring our infrastructure up to where it needed to be. Nothing. No Social Security, no Medicare, no Medicaid, no defense, no nothing. We could cover it.
Facing that reality, Virginia and other states aren't waiting by the phone for Washington to call with cash.
We know, not just our state, but across the country, there's not enough funding to do all the projects.
Aubrey Lane is Virginia's Secretary of Transportation. He says the shortage of federal funds forces states to be more creative and careful with spending. And the projects that do get approved tend to be fully funded from the start. So no embarrassing bridges to nowhere.
What's that resulted has been probably less projects, but actually more benefits and more projects getting done that our citizens can reap the benefits from a transportation perspective.
He's encouraged by the presidential candidate's talk of more infrastructure investment, but he's not betting any roads on it. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.